This is Sean, Shawn slash Shelly, Shelly, Canary, Kinkeniry. This is a very sweet 59-year-old woman comes in complaining of leg pain. Patient has pain in front of her leg, in the back of her leg, on the left side, right side. It gets really bad when I raise my legs, doctor, she tells me. She also has a history of back pain, has had back pain for years because of NBA, definitely getting worse, period. New paragraph, when she squats, when she moves, when she raises her leg, she develops severe pain, period. New paragraph, she, by the way, has a very severe right left-sided leg-raising test today. Her regular medication includes something for cholesterol and hydroxychloroquine. She used to be on Xanax, but she's not taking it anymore. She's under care of a rheumatologist because she's had rheumatoid arthritis. She's getting regular eye exams. COVID immunization, none. Medical problems, hyperlipidemia, depression, anxiety, not suicidal. Never had any issues with steroid psychosis and rheumatoid arthritis surgery, appendectomy. C-section times 3 neck surgery. Also history of back problems ever since she had an MBA when she was younger. Social, no smoking, no drinking. She's married 40 years, lives at home with her husband, has 3 kids and many grandkids. Family history, dad was killed, mom died of COPD. Review of system, left leg pain, right leg pain, pain under the knee, pain over the shin, numbness, tingling, neuropathy. Difficulty with movement increases when she raises her leg. She had an ultrasound done a few days ago. They told her everything was normal. She had blood work done a few days ago. They told her everything was normal, but they offered her no clue as what was causing her problem. She has no hematemesis, hematochezia, seizure, convulsion, period. 150 pounds, no significant change. Oh, by the way, mammogram is up to date. Colonoscopy is up to date. Then 99%, 98, 16, 80, 150 over 80. Heart positive, some positive, still lungs are clear, abdomen soft, neck shows JVD, skin shows no rash, skin show neurological non-focal, except she does have a leg raising test on the left side, no evidence of DVT noted. Number one, leg pain. Number two, DVT studies repeated, no DVT. Next number, mild PVD. Next number, she has a leg raising test that's positive. Next number, history of back problems. Next number, her last MRI was years ago. Next number, let's get an MRI ASAP. Next number, for now, I'm going to treat her with Decadron, 8 milligram, Toradol, 60 milligram. Priscilla administered the injection, right hip, without any problems, period. Knee paragraph, she had no issues with the medication, period. She's going to be on prednisone, 5 milligram, number 60, on tapering basis times 15 days, period. Knee paragraph, she's going to take Mobic since she's not taking an anti-inflammatory. She has no history of ulcers, and she's taking anti-inflammatories many times before. Next number, she's going to come back on Monday. Next number, if she gets worse, to go to the emergency. Next number, MRI scheduled for next week. Next number, see me after the MRI is done for sure, but call or see me Monday as well. Next number, she does have mild fatty liver. Next number, she did have some pain in the groin, but I think it's coming from her low back. There's no abnormality in that area. Next number, transabdominal pelvic ultrasound is normal. Next number, she does have slight gravel in her gallbladder. Next number, she's has had issues with gallbladder problems, but nothing on a regular basis. Next number, her weight's stable. Next number, her maintenance exam is all up to date. Next number, she was told by Dr. Stokes' office that her hormones are out of whack, and they want to talk to her about her hormones, but the rest of her blood work was normal. Thank you.